What a beautiful image to leave us with. A canoe with all of us in that canoe and very dependent on each other, but nurturing each other as we go down this journey. I want to start off by congratulating each and every one of you for the amazing commitment you have to our public education system and our students. Because here you are on a Friday night and you're going to give up your Saturday. And it is because you are so committed to our students and our public education system. And I want to commend the students who are here with us today who've given up their Friday evening and Saturday in order to help us with our dialogue, but also to participate in that dialogue. So a big thank you to all of you. On behalf of the BCTF, it's my pleasure at this time to welcome parents, teachers, students, our support staff workers, trustees, MLAs, reps from the partner groups, advocacy groups, and our students. Because tonight we're going to continue a very important dialogue. Every kid counts, a call to action. There comes a time, and we've been talking about this for a long time, class size, class composition, and I would say right now, everywhere you go, people seem to be able to understand class size, class composition. And I think we're here today because we do have concerns and we do want to see some action taken. You know, there are so many aspects of class size and class composition that we could really focus on. But we only have this evening. And this evening we're going to go on till about just after 9. And then we're going to have a social where we're going to drink and continue our dialogue. And that's a very important part of the evening. But before we get to that, you're going to be scintillated into having a very focused dialogue by some of our guests. Our program covers very important aspects of these issues. Issues of class size and class composition. Class composition that is very, very complex. For example, recently I was in a class in Prince Rupert where I believe in that particular school there should have been no class over 8 in any classroom. 8 students would have been just about manageable. That's how needy the students were. So when we talk about class size, we have to remember class composition as well. But at the same time, we do need limits on class size. 46 in a Math 12 class just isn't on. And what we're going to be doing today and tomorrow is looking for some solutions together. I hope that every one of you will go home after this weekend and you'll be just so excited by the friendships and the bridges you built here that when you go back home, you'll continue to sit in your canoe and to row together. Now, for some of you, it'll be hard to sit in a canoe and row because I've been to most of this province. So then, let's sit in a truck and ride. Okay, it's just a metaphor. And I wish each and every one of you a very productive and rewarding conference. We will have an opportunity to dialogue both formally and informally over the next few days, and we're all going to learn together. So now I'm going to hand it over to Irene.